Hi, I'm Laura. Join me on TV Torture with my husband, Jacob, for your weekly dose of TV breakdowns, rants, and marriage therapy. You'll laugh, you'll cringe, and maybe, just maybe, you'll start questioning your own TV choices or your partner's. Don't miss it. Listen to TV Torture wherever you get your podcasts. It's the only place where the shows are torturing me and my marriage is just collateral damage.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to this very special episode of Movie Torture, where all of us are just going to have to sit and wait as we all take a moment to honor the legend herself, Hannah, the first lady of Movie Torture, MTD's number one favorite. And the podcast host who brings 100% even when the movie deserves about 12%. She's the fearless warrior who has sat through more terrible films than any human should ever have to. Also, we don't have to. While the rest of us are begging for mercy during a 3-hour direct-to-DVD sequel no one asked for, Hannah is thriving, sipping her coffee, taking notes, and somehow managing to make it hilarious. She's got hotter takes than the microwave pizza rolls we live on, more commitment than a Nicholas Sparks character, and more movie knowledge than IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, and your Uncle Gary combined. So here's to Hannah, the queen of cinematic suffering, the MVP of MTD, and the reason this podcast stays 3 steps ahead of Total Meltdown. Long may she reign. Preferably not over another low-budget shark movie, but let's be real, she'll crush that too. What's up, everybody?
Wow.
Wow.
That was something.
I love that intro. That is a great intro to honor Hannah on our special month that we are titling, What Did Hannah Ever Do to Deserve This August?
I love that because I do feel it's been a bit unfair. The things I've had to endure on this show.
Yeah. And today we are giving the listeners one of my personal favorite episodes. You know, we got to pick. I thought about where do we see Hannah shine? And that's every episode. So we could just have Hannah on all of them and people would never get tired. But we are doing Cocaine Bear today, Hannah. And I remember recording this episode just like it was yesterday because none of us liked it but you. You were like, I like Cocaine Bear.
I still to this day don't understand why, because it was a lovely, lovely movie.
It was not.
If I were on that episode with you, Hannah, I would agree with you because I also like Cocaine Bear.
Thank you. That especially compared to a lot of the garbage, actual garbage that we have to do, Cocaine Bear was a treat.
Well, this predates Jacob. And I think in the studio for this episode was producer Gary, Roger, you, and I. And I want to say was MTD in studio that night? Because I know he watched it. He said, I went and watched it after listening. So he either listened to the episode or was in studio with us. But this is the legend of Hannah. This is where it all began, where she admitted that she takes dumps while riding a 4-wheeler.
Which is a very normal thing, I would like to point out yet again, when you have no other option in the woods.
Dump while riding a 4-wheeler. And that's where the legend of Hannah duking on a 4-wheeler. That's actually why she was late to recording. She was duking, guys.
Yeah.
So, she had to get off the toilet and make sure she makes it into recording.
I just want you to know, in my notes for this movie, I put at the very top, movie gold, best movie we've ever done.
Wow.
Does it still rank there for you, Hannah? Best movie? It can't. There's no way.
This is hard. I mean, it's definitely up there. Like, this give it away yet. I don't understand why you didn't like this movie. This was a theater win. That everyone loved this movie. I just don't understand.
I didn't like it because there wasn't enough killing. There need to be more killing in this movie.
Actual insides were ripped out on camera.
Wanted to see the bears snort the cocaine and like start really going. It wasn't enough cocaine bears. I needed to see that. But, you know, this is all about you, Hannah, not about what I want. And
that's true.
Wow, I'm not using this.
This is your world, Hannah. We just revolve around you. You know, we're just a part of it. We just, you know, we're in your orbit. And yeah. So without further ado, Hannah, do you have anything you want to add to the cocaine bear lore before we send the listeners to one of the greatest episodes of all time?
It's just a stinking good movie, and everyone should watch it, and it's great.
Well, you heard it from the first lady. It's a stinking good movie. Everyone watch it. It's great. Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow Movie Torture. Tell your friends and family that Hannah's the best. Without further ado, let's get to Cocaine Bear.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Movie Torture. I am one of the hosts. And, you know, I miss one time, and I'm just made fun of and ridiculed. Brad, I'm disappointed. But it's good to be here this week.
Well, we're kicking off the worst of 2023 today. And
what?
Yeah, we're kicking off the worst of 2023. If you hear that voice.
The worst?
The worst of 2023. Yeah, if you hear that voice, it's the first lady of Movie Torture, Hannah.
Hello.
So good to have you back.
It is so good to be back. I thought your dad was going to be here today.
Yeah, he was, but then he said he was sick and he can't come, so I was kind of sad about that.
Man.
He was going to come in and just hang out in the studio with us.
I heard, though, that he has a new favorite, which is Gary.
I still think you're his favorite, but he has a war going on with Jonathan right now. Jonathan's trying to move up in his rankings.
New favorite? I think I was the original favorite.
No. You know, from what I remember, I was the first.
Oh, she's dropping the gauntlet. That voice you hear is producer Gary. He is dressed up as a bear with a Hawaiian shirt on tonight. So he came in full gear for Cocaine Bear. He actually has some cocaine with him tonight.
Yeah. I was in the bathroom so long, guys.
He's sniffing a lot. Well, we actually have a sponsor tonight, Roger.
We do. We had somebody that was crazy enough to take the time to sponsor us.
So we actually have a read. I like that we can have a read.
Does this mean I get paid now?
I don't know. Probably not. None of us are collecting any checks at this moment.
Paid in Cheetos.
Did you love Cheetos as a kid? Now we have the adult version of Cheetos just for you in a sniffable vial. This is the first of its kind brought to you by Stashy Chips. Cheeto Cane is 100% cheesy in its purest form. I actually like this so far. I think it's a good...
Yeah.
Cheeto Cane, as Chester Cheetah says, it's not easy sniffing cheesy. Cheeto Cane at a store near you. Actually, that's a good... Thank you, Cheeto Cane, for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, I was trying to remind me to get the phone so you could have used the sound
effect. I didn't have my sound effect ready. You're right. You're right.
So.
But Cheeto Cane. I actually like it. Gary, have you had some Cheeto Cane today?
Not today.
I can see the powder on your nose. You definitely have been sniffing some Cheeto
There's
Cane.
There's no way somebody who was sniffing Cheeto Cane would be able to get away with it.
They shipped us a whole shipment of Cheeto Cane.
You know, for me, it would be really cool because, you know, my mustache kind of gets kind of gray. You know, the Cheeto Cane would kind of orange it back up so I'd look like I have red hair again, you know.
So when your nose starts bleeding from Cheeto Cane it'll have the powder in it. My wife would be like, you've been sniffing Cheeto Cane again, Brad. There'll be like Cheeto Cane meetings for people that are hooked on Cheeto Cane. I'll have my vial with me at all times. Like, do you sniff it off your hand? Can you just go like that?
Nah, you don't want it on your fingers, so you know that's...
Well, thank you, Stashy Chips, for sponsoring this episode. You know, your sponsorship helps us produce better quality episodes.
Yes.
Thank you. So what's the movie today?
We are doing Cocaine Bear.
Oh, my gosh.
But as released in other many other countries, it was called Crazy Bear.
Crazy Bear? They didn't want to say cocaine?
I guess not. You know, maybe cocaine in some languages down, maybe South America's not bad, my bad word. So we'll just jump it. The budget for this, it was made in, well, of course, this year, 2023 in February, was when it was released. The budget was $30 to $35 million. And this is the thing that blows me away. It made $89.4
million. 89. How much was the budget again?
$30 to $35.
What did they spend $35 million on?
The bears?
Not the bear. The bear CGI
was not good. Not good. Yeah.
No.
Cocaine's expensive, Brad.
Like, did they use actual cocaine in this movie?
I'm sure they did, and they allowed maybe the children the
actors,
to eat it.
Maybe for the actors.
The actors were coking up before they shot the scene. This movie made $89 million.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Producer Gary and I actually went to the movies and watched it together.
We
did this together.
Are we going to admit that we contributed to that $89
million? We 100% contributed. I feel like every time Hannah's here to do a movie, I confess that I've seen this movie in the theaters.
But this was recently.
Yeah, this was like
no invite.
This was coming out of COVID.
Now I know how Jonathan feels.
Everybody gets mad that Gary and I don't invite people to the movies with us when we have a standing invitation for anyone, right?
Pretty much.
Well, it doesn't really count if you don't tell us about it.
Tuesday night is movie night.
Yeah, but it's got to be.
I didn't know that.
It's got to be Tuesday night because that's, you know, Cheapskate Brad.
You get your senior discount over there at the AMC. Gosh, yes.
That's my senior discount night. Every other night I'm hooked on Cheeto Cane. I
refuse to go to the Regal Theater in Gastonia because they don't have recliner seats. So
you got to see if I start reclining in the movies, I start falling asleep.
No.
Okay, so. What else we got? Do you need me to do a synopsis or what? Are we at that point yet? Or you got any more
Actually, notes? This movie will be easy to synops in 1 minute. Synops. Is that a word? Synops?
Yeah, I like synops. This movie, a bunch of Cheeto Cane falls from an airplane, and the bears sniff the Cheeto Cane, really just cocaine, and the bears go crazy, kill a few people. End of the day, the bears get killed. They have some baby bears, I think, that are hooked on Cheeto Cane at the end.
Cheeto Cane.
Yeah. And that's the movie. This movie is so dumb, but.
But it's a true story. It's based off a true story.
Hilarious.
It is.
It's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more gory than I thought it was going to be.
You thought this movie was gory?
It's more than I thought. They didn't show all that blood stuff in the previews, which I've seen a couple times. They didn't see large intestines being ripped out and people's heads rolling. Yeah.
I think you become numb to
bread.
to violence.
That was my one critique of this movie. It was not enough gore.
Oh, there was plenty.
There was quite enough.
We both had that critique, right?
Well,
I'm just saying based on the preview, it's more than I thought.
After watching Saw,
that's the problem. Y'all just did all these nasty Halloween movies.
We did just see Saw, so
Gary and I went and saw Saw at the movie theater last week.
That was rough.
Saw X is really good, by the way. Yeah. But Gary gets really scared and scared.
They held hands and they were able to get through it.
Oh, my gosh. We are not holding hands. I might sniff Cheeto Cane off his hand, but that's as far as I go.
You were probably sitting in Gary's lap.
He gets scared.
I wasn't scared. It was just gross.
Gary's probably wearing one of his Hawaiian shirts in the movie because it's kind of baggy, and Brad has him hide snacks inside the shirt so he can sneak them in.
They brought a pillow.
I do like to sneak a water bottle in my pants. I like to wear cargo pants or something that I can put stuff in.
A water bottle?
Why just a water bottle?
See me.
Oh, my gosh. Because I just drink water. I don't drink sodas. So I just bring water.
You bring snacks?
Yeah, I would try to. That's why if my wife goes, even better, because she has a pocketbook.
You just need a man bag.
Oh, my gosh. I could carry a man purse in, right? Like one of those that goes across the chest.
No one's allowed to question you, even if it was just a straight out pink purse. So,
he would be questioned. He would be made fun of.
Yeah,
he would be tortured.
What about those cheapskates? I've seen this on TV. They go to movies and they go to the garbage can to pull out a large,
absolutely not,
bucket so they can get it refilled.
In Gastonia?
No, in normal life. And then they go to the bathroom. they take it into the bathroom, wash it out.
Get all the drugs out of it.
They wash all the Cheeto Cane out, and then they go back up to the register and get it refilled for free. And yeah. they do that with large cups.
I'm not that desperate.
I'll
bring my own popcorn.
Or I just will go 2 hours without eating anything.
See, that would work. Like, there's a few Charlotte theaters that actually have the a separate machine now. So you can go and you can refill your popcorn there. But I guess somebody got smart to that and realized, because it wasn't somebody there kind of monitor it. So, yeah, somebody could bring in their own bucket and go over there and, you know, fill it up and take it into the movie.
What did they think was going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that McDonald's is getting rid of all their self-serve drink machines?
I did not
really?
See that.
Yeah, they're getting rid of them.
They're making it so you have to do everything yourself, even order your own stuff on the little kiosk, but you can't get your own drink.
They're getting rid of workers, right?
Mm. So how are you getting drinks?
I guess they got to fill it up for you.
But if they don't have workers, who's filling it up?
The one person that's got a bad attitude.
The
most
one
likely.
Person, his one job is filling up drinks.
McDonald's workers are never happy.
Yeah.
There's always the one random one at 2 o'clock in the morning that's just happy as can be to be there. And I always thank them so much.
Have you ever done a job at 2 a.m. where you're just so happy?
Yes.
What?
We used to clean the YMCA as a family, and we could go into the kitchen and get the ice creams, and we could play on the little dance stuff. That was a fun job.
Your family would go clean together?
Yeah. My mom, like, would find the cleaning
the
jobs.
The family that cleans together stays together, Brad. Yeah. Come on.
Well.
I'm imagining y'all are singing this song.
We're not singing together. Like, we're all in our own spots doing our own thing.
Hold on.
Why do I know what song you're going to play?
I was thinking about it, but then... I imagine maybe y'all are singing.
I have two in my head that he might pull up.
Yep.
Absolutely not. This is already annoying me.
Hello, world. This is the song.
What is this? Singing.
Come on, get happy.
Absolutely not.
That's what I imagine your family at
Brady
two.
Brady Bunch, wasn't that?
No, it's Partridge Family.
But I was thinking the other one, the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Remember the one
there
they sang?
There was no Brady Bunching going on.
Yeah. I was imagining your family, it's time at 2 a.m. Come on, get happy. And Hannah's I'm washing the toilet.
No, my job was doing the floors, which was a lot of fun because we could put our earbuds in, we could ignore each other, just do our own thing, and we got paid and got ice cream.
Oh, we got ice cream at 2 a.m.
Yeah, we could go in the kitchen. Well, I don't remember if we were supposed to, but we did go in the kitchen and get the little ice cream thingies.
You got paid and you got ice cream?
Yeah.
I need this in my contract.
And, yeah.
I thought you were saying you got paid in ice cream and then parents got the money. Okay.
What's one job you would do where you get paid in ice cream?
I don't think that job exists for me.
Like,
I'll do your laundry for you.
For all the free ice cream you want.
Yep.
Okay, maybe that.
That's kind of rough, though. You're going to, like, wash stinky underwear?
No, it's not. It's very simple. All you got to do is throw it in the wash. The wash does all the work. While it's running, I'm eating ice cream, put it in the dryer, eating some more ice cream. Then when I have to fold it, I'm watching a movie and also eating ice cream.
So you're not even watching what you're folding?
No. I always multitask while folding laundry. I never just sit and fold laundry. I'm either watching something or listening to something.
I
agree with that.
Hate folding laundry. I'm a terrible folder. I would just throw my clothes in the drawer. I don't even have to fold them.
That's horrible.
My wife hates it. She doesn't even. She'll be like, "I got this, Brad. I'm gonna fold the laundry."
Was that your game plan to just be so terrible at it? She's like, "I'll do it for you."
It's a good game plan. Mm. I'm really just bad at it. Like, I don't like folding clothes. I folded the other night, and I think it was bothering her. I think she was.
Her
like,
eye was twitching.
She needed some Cheeto cane to calm down a little bit because she was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" I think
that'd have the opposite effect.
I'm folding. What about you, Gary? You are a laundry connoisseur. Do you fold your clothes?
Really?
I don't know what that means. What do you mean connoisseur?
You are a lover of all things laundry.
He's thinking telling him he lives in a sewer.
Oh my gosh.
You're
a lover of all things laundry.
It's because he doesn't
laundry.
Have to fold anything. All he has is Hawaiian shirts and tutus. So
yes, but he
hangers.
Has costumes for every podcast. Like tonight he's in a bear costume.
And he's got a hanger for it. He doesn't have to fold it. Right, Gary?
He goes home and takes his bear costume off. Hangs it up. He does a lot of dry cleaning.
Gary, there's your new costume for Halloween at the trunk or treat for the church. You could be Cocaine Bear.
Mm. Oh my gosh. At Gary's point, on vacation when we do that.
Well, he wears costumes so much though. I feel like an actual costume would be just his normal self.
Yeah, like
hey, you could just wear a bear costume, take the powdered donuts, and just like. Yeah.
What if producer Gary meets his fourth wife at a costume convention?
I thought he was working on his third.
No, he's been married 3 times. Oh. What if he meets his fourth wife at a costume convention and they're both in costumes?
Well, and if they don't do the reveal. I would hope they'd both be in costumes.
Okay, what if we had a reality show where a dating show where they meet in costumes, like bears, kind of like the Masked Singer? They talk through the costume, and at the end, they do the reveal.
Yeah.
And you get to see their face, and they take the suit off, and you're like, oh. And then they have to decide, do they want to be with this person or not?
It's like Love is Blind, Sesame Street.
Yes. Can we point out
that? I can so see producer Gary on this show, by the way.
This sounds way too close to like furries, though.
What's that?
What's furries, Gary?
Please don't.
We don't know what furries is. Explain furries to us, producer Gary.
I will not. Just don't look it up. Would not recommend.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, Hannah's looking it up now. She's like, anytime you're told not to do something, you do it.
Don't.
Obviously.
Oh, no.
So, I think would be a funny show, though. Don't you, Raj?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe let's talk a little bit about the movie here.
Yeah.
It's a fandom.
I like the first scene when the couple's out there and we finally get to see the bear. They don't waste much time getting into the barren.
Yeah. Nah. I knew that sweet little moment wasn't going to last.
No, they were going to get rocked by bear. Yeah. Have you ever been close to a bear?
Yes.
Really?
Now, there was a vehicle wall in between me and the bear, but it was only a few feet away. We were in Canada, and a bear was just walking alongside us.
What would you do if you saw a bear?
So.
And you were out in the woods. You can't climb a tree.
Well, not if he's had cocaine.
I think they can climb trees regardless, right?
Yeah. I would probably be frozen in fear because I just saw a fox in person one time and couldn't move.
Wait, foxes are tiny.
I was scary. I was little. We were in Colorado. I didn't know if foxes would bite you or something. It came up in my backyard. It's like.
Could have had rabies, Brad.
Could. I feel like if I saw a bear by myself, definitely pooping my pants, I'm going to be scared. Because I feel like it could be
over. Well, maybe it could be like it is when you, what is it, when you're out in the ocean and something stings you, they tell you to pee on it, and it makes it, somebody pee on it.
Ooh, like what if I pee and then.
Pee on the bear. Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to pee anyway, so might as well just aim it at the bear and see if that scares them away.
Mm. I did Google it, because remember, how did he put it? If it was a black bear, if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. I Googled it to see if that was true.
Oh, wow.
And it says in all caps. If you encounter a black bear, fight back with everything you have.
Dude sounds like a racist.
I know. What if it's white? Is it white fight back? Like white, you must fight?
I don't think polar bears are vicious.
Oh, they got to be. They look cute in the Coca-Cola commercials, though. I'll give them that.
The white bear would be named Karen.
Oh, my gosh. Karen. Cocaine Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a good movie, Cocaine Karen, where like a woman like snorts Cheeto cane and then becomes really mad and rages.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the mom in this movie was kind of a Karen.
Yeah.
I didn't like her vibe.
I didn't like it either. She was like, what are you doing? And didn't the girl snuck out, right?
I just Googled if polar bears are vicious, and literally the first picture is a polar bear ripping a guy's chest off.
Ugh. You know, I kind of liked Mitchell from Modern Family in this movie. He was the park ranger that was into the other... a gay guy on Modern Family, and he was trying to do a Southern accent in this movie. He's like, hey, come here! Wasn't it? And then he ends up getting... Horrible. Yeah, it was a terrible Southern accent.
They were hilarious, though. I love
they
them.
Were. That, I love her in anything. Mm-hmm. She is probably in my top five favorite actresses.
Margo
Martindale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible in everything she does. Like, if she's in a movie... I'm watching it just because of her. She's that good.
Mm-hmm.
Justified, great movie. Americans, great TV show. That had Carrie Russell in it, right?
I don't know.
Felicity,
mm-hmm.
the mom. She was in The Americans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Americans.
It was a good show. But this lady is great in everything. Mm-hmm. And she really brought it in this movie. She spared, nobody phoned it in this movie. Amazingly, they were all act like they wanted to be in this movie.
It was hilarious. I was surprised we had this movie, to be honest.
Why? Because you think it's not one of the worst?
Absolutely not.
No. Oh my gosh.
Compared to some of the stuff we've done?
It's okay. Exactly what I expected from this movie. It did not disappoint me at all as to what it was. It's
okay, well then I guess we don't need to do this.
Yeah, let's save this to the end. Let's save it to the end.
Nice having you here, Hannah. We'll see you next time on Movie Torture.
Do you know who it was directed by?
Yes, it was directed by
Elizabeth Banks
from Pitch Perfect and Modern Family. What else?
She wasn't from Modern Family.
She was on Modern Family. She was on it a good bit.
That's who?
She was a guest on there. She was Cam and Mitchell's friend that would always come on and say hey to him.
Oh, mate.
Okay. I'm going to look it up. See how many episodes she was on.
I remember, and she was in the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
She was in The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Oh. Games.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up. Y'all keep talking.
All right, so those little children, who are hilarious, find some of the cocaine, and they know what it is. If y'all had found cocaine at that age, would you have known what it was?
No.
Probably not. I would have thought it would be odd that sugar was packed like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, before they even opened it, she was like, it's drugs. Yeah.
Can you imagine producer Gary on cocaine, though? Like,
it could be really funny.
Wasn't it her dad? Wasn't her dad like, there was something like he had issues with drugs? Maybe that's why she knew what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. I had seen this movie before. I didn't watch it recently. I watched it when it.
But the boy was the one.
When it first came to streaming.
Yeah.
He told her to eat a spoonful of it.
Oh, gosh.
I was like,
oh, he was tempting her, right? Like, eat a little bit of this, and you're like, well, no, don't do
he
it.
He didn't know what he was talking about, so when she asked how to do it, he was like, you just eat it, like a tablespoon. Mm. So she put it in. And
she was on 7 episodes of Modern Family from season 1 all the way to season 11.
Okay.
So she did show up a good bit on there, and that's probably why she cast Mitchell in this movie, I would assume.
Probably so.
The connection. It's all about connecting.
Did you guys like Ray Liotta in this one?
Yes.
I thought I liked Ray
Liotta. He kind of had to because it was his last movie.
Yeah, and plus Ray Liotta's it, right? I mean, he's the same character in most all of the movies. He's a gangster in every movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Where do you put Carrie Russell on the hot scale? Like, is she a, like, where do you rank her on the hot scale?
Depends on which picture.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking on Google. Like, the very first one, she looks very pretty. The ones after that,
And then Ice Cube's son's in this movie, by the way. I would give Carrie Russell at least a 7.5 in this movie.
Oh, in this movie?
I mean, just in life. In this movie, she's a 7.5. In my opinion.
Oh, that was Ice Cube.
Yeah, I really liked O'Shea Jackson Jr.
You did? Yeah. Ice Cube?
He's good in anything he does.
He is. Did you see the twist with the police officer coming? The officer Reba?
Oh, with her being a little backstabbing punk?
Yeah.
No.
It's all about, okay, so Ray Liotta wants the cocaine. Like, at this point, the bears are going crazy with cocaine.
Only one.
How many?
Well, one bear is going. Would you even attempt to go into the woods with this bear around?
No.
It's going to, do you call the army in to, like, try to beat the bear?
Beat the bear? Shoot it.
Yeah, but will a bullet put it down?
It's still just a bear, Brad.
If you use a big enough gun,
I mean,
and shoot it enough times, eventually it'll work.
Yeah, it didn't. The cocaine didn't turn the bear into Superman. It just like made it insane. So I would say, yes, it's still killable.
What about Bob? The Bob character. He was a very nice guy. He gets on the roof to try to save himself from the bear.
Mm-hmm.
The police officer.
Yeah, I was really sad when he died.
Yeah, I didn't want him to die. There's people in movies you don't want to die.
Yeah.
Bob is one of them.
Yeah, he was just so innocent. His dog was creepy, though. That thing looked like it had a full wig on its body.
Probably did.
Dogs like that, mm-mm.
Yeah, it probably did have a wig on. What do you think the pitch meeting was like for this movie? Okay, we have a movie. We're going to put bears in cocaine.
Well, they didn't have to because it was based off a true story.
Yeah, but the bears ate the cocaine in the true story and died.
That was very loose, yeah.
In this movie, they eat the cocaine and kill people.
Yeah.
What sequel idea would you want for this movie for another animal.
Heroin.
Another animal?
Heroin. Alligator.
We're giving heroin to the goats.
Heroin, alligators.
Meth. Methamphetamine.
No, I think giving them monkeys. Acid. Yeah. Hmm? I think giving them acid would be funny.
Yeah.
So, or just weed. Like
what animal, though? Like monkeys getting high? Like smoking weed? That
would be funny. Give them roofies.
Ooh, a monkey smoking
weed?
Oh,
that's
weed? Horrible. A rhinoceros.
Not roofies.
Oh, my gosh, Roger. We're date raping on this show now.
The rave drug.
The rave drug.
A rhinoceros on LSD. Like, that would be...
Like shrooms, but then if the animal freaks out and has a bad trip, that could be real bad.
What animal are we using in the next in the sequel? We've got the bear on cocaine.
Chester.
I think a high monkey would be really funny.
Chester the cheetah who's sniffing Cheeto cane.
Yeah.
A cheetah.
Ooh, but it's got to be something scary. That's.
I would want to give it to a non-scary animal so it doesn't kill me when it freaks out.
No, but this is a horror movie. So what if we gave it to a cheetah?
I don't want a horror movie.
What if the speed... And
it would be, yeah, it would be super fast. I mean, even
sped
faster.
Up.
Absolutely not.
And so it would rip, like, people alive.
So we don't want
to. Well, the bear already did that.
I know, but then we have a third movie where they meet. So it's the cheetah versus bear.
Or
the cheetah gets a hold of a bag of weed, and then it becomes like the chill cheetah.
Yeah.
Like it kills you slowly. Like.
Oh, that's awful. That'd be a horrible horror movie.
Oh, I like that. I like that we've concocted. I just said concocted. I like that we've concocted a new movie. A bear on cocaine and a cheetah on weed. Is that what we said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheetah weed.
It's bringing both, what am I trying to say? It's making them both the opposite of what they really are. It's making the bear super fast. It's making the cheetah super slow. I like it.
But then they fight each other, right? Who's winning in this fight?
I think they need to fall in love.
Oh, God.
Oh, so they spend all their days. I'm imagining a cheetah.
Later on, strung out on drugs.
I'm imagining a cheetah like with a blunt in its mouth, and I'm imagining a bear.
You take the kids to school.
Animated?
I'm not taking the kids to school.
Honey, do you have any more cocaine? I need it right now. And the cheetah's like, hey, I don't do it, dude. Like, I mean, like, it's, I like that. I need some cocaine now.
So this is animated.
Yeah, the cheetah goes out.
Are we animating the sequel to Cocaine Bear?
If they're talking.
Oh, yeah. What if this was just like a cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Like a Saturday morning cartoon.
A Saturday morning? Like at kids? No.
No, it'd have to be like an adult cartoon.
It has to be like a Saturday night at 3 a.m.
This is definitely an adult cartoon.
This is like a 3 a.m. like Adult Swim
episode. Like the adults are getting high, so they're watching this.
Have we just created a Cocaine Bear multiverse?
Oh, gosh.
We haven't gotten that far. We're heading that direction.
Part of me is imagining like King Kong on methamphetamine.
He's missing his teeth. He can't eat anything anymore. He's very skinny now. He's lost a lot of weight.
That would be horrifying.
Hooked on opioids, going from doctor to doctor.
Oh, my word.
The vet to vet.
Hey, Doc, I need some more opioids. The pain.
Write the prescription.
My back hurts, Doc. My back's killing me. I have a bowel obstruction.
Oh, my word.
I love that we've just created illegal drugs for
anyone
animals.
Listening has struggled with drug addiction in the past. We are so sorry.
Right. We are so sorry. We're probably
really back into the movie. All right.
Well,
so,
they are listening to Cocaine Bear.
So they're out. They're out in the woods. They're out like in a national park. What has been your best or worst experience out like in a nature trail park kind of thing? What good or bad things happened to you out in nature?
Okay, so I took my son hiking, and he had to take a big dump on the hike. So, like, he did it, like, right in front of me.
Why didn't he go off in the woods somewhere?
Well, he did, but I had to be around him. I couldn't just leave him.
Did you turn your back?
Well, I mean, I had to make sure he was clean.
What does that mean, Brad?
He was like five. Oh, okay. Or six. That's more understandable.
Yeah, he wasn't 10. I'm not like
that's a little weird.
No, I'm not. But
well, we can forget about the middle school listeners because Max isn't going to recommend the podcast.
Yeah, he's definitely not.
Oh,
yeah.
How do you? Yeah, I've never had to go to the bathroom out in the woods.
What?
Well, I've never had.
You've never gone
never
to the bathroom.
Your life?
You've never gone two in the woods?
No.
Oh, I've gone two in the woods. Mm. You have to go two in the woods at least once in your life.
How do you?
I've never been two
how
in
do
the
you,
woods.
You have.
Me and Hannah's the only one on this podcast that's been two in the woods.
Y'all say it like everybody's.
Okay.
I feel like that's a normal thing.
Let me tell y'all a story.
Around a toilet.
So I went out with three guys. We went, I was in the military at the time. We went out. They said, we're going to go fishing and hiking in California. We went out there. It was freezing. And we caught no fish. And when it came tent time, they were like, oh, you're getting in the middle. And we're going to sleep on the outside. I'm like, that's fine. I'll sleep in the middle, you guys. I don't really care. I slept in the middle, stayed warm and dry. It rained. They got soaking wet as it leaked in. Then the next day, had to go number two. Went out like a boss. Tore my sleeve to wipe. Power move, Hannah.
What? That's a power I don't move. Think that's a power. I think that's an ill-prepared move.
That was gonna
that's a last resort move.
I didn't bring
move.
Toilet paper with me, so I had to do something.
That was going to be my question. How do you improvise toilet paper?
How did you improvise?
Me?
Yeah. Did you come prepared? You had wet wipes?
No. Sometimes napkins.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Some restaurants have terrible napkins, though.
So, you're right. Sometimes they're not great.
I don't like the little ones.
I'm going to risk that over poison ivy.
I think fast food bathrooms, the napkins and the toilet paper are made out of the same stuff.
Oh, they are.
And paper towels, too.
You are a user of fast food bathroom toilets?
When you got to go, you got to go.
Sometimes
those are like going in the outdoors. You might as well go outdoors.
No.
It'd probably be a little more sanitary outdoors.
That's what I'm saying. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Garrett, producer Gary, your task is to go poop in the woods before our next episode.
I'm not getting paid for this show. I'm not doing that.
Go sniff some Cheeto cane and go poop in the woods, Gary. I'm shocked that you two haven't, and Hannah and I have.
What were the circumstances?
I need to go, and we were miles away from a car. What if you got to go? You got to go.
Why? Like, why were you out in the woods? What were you doing?
We were hiking and camping.
Oh, okay.
And there was no bathroom, so I had to go in the woods.
That makes sense, yeah.
Went in the woods. I've gone on the side of the road before. My wife was truly embarrassed by that.
She was there? Oh, man.
Yeah, I said, pull over. I got to take a dump. And she pulled over, and I took a dump right off of the interstate.
See, in that situation, you find, like, a fast food place. You take the next exit.
There was no place to stop. We were in the middle, and we could not. And when I was like, I'm about to just crap myself at this moment. And I did not want to crap in the car.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do that. But
yeah.
I cannot believe we spent the last 10 minutes.
This would have been a perfect segue to one of our other sponsors.
Yeah, but we'll get to them next episode, I'm sure. They didn't pay for this episode, unlike Cheeto Cane. We're giving them a lot of good publicity, though.
Yeah.
They see that we're doing Cocaine Bear. They're like, hey, pump Cheeto Cane in your veins.
Is that how it works?
What else about this movie, now that we've discussed that Hannah and I are the only ones that's going in the wild?
I'll tell you what else about this movie. It unlocked a whole lot of new fears for me.
What?
Like, okay, so I have a friend. His worst fear in life is being eaten alive. And I've never understood it until watching this. Watching the park ranger get eaten from his feet up, I was like, yeah, that'd be terrible. And, like, being alive while your intestines are being ripped out, fully conscious, and then being thrown out the back of an ambulance and your face getting on the ground.
You would be unconscious when your intestines are getting pulled out.
No,
surely.
The dude in here? No, not necessarily.
Yeah. You don't think
he was awake? No.
I think you would, right? I mean, I would hope so.
The only way I would pass out from the pain.
Yeah, I would, or you'd just be in so much shock that you would...
Way I would feel it.
Pass out. Yeah. I don't know how much pain you have to be in before your body's like, we're going to pass out.
Like,
now.
Nah.
Like, yeah, we're going to pass out.
Well,
now.
if we refer back to our last movie where, you know, the lady was killed in the Hunt one. Where she, remember she was.
Oh, yeah. That was a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Her body was torn in half and she was still alive.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was
funny, though, because she's like, just kill me. And they kept, like, not killing her and they finally killed her.
Yeah.
So, I can't do it.
If you could choose how to die, how would you go?
We actually had this question a couple weeks ago.
She was not here.
You were not here, Hannah. I wouldn't want to die. No, she said choose how to die. Our question was, how would you not want to die?
Like the worst way.
The worst way to die. Yours is, how would I want to die?
Yeah.
That's easy, in my sleep.
What if you wake up while you're like, that'd be horrible.
I think.
What if we died during the podcast? Like, what if we were talking and we just all died right now?
Maybe we didn't have this discussion on air. Maybe we had it off air.
We have a lot of off air discussions.
Yeah, because I remember, I think Jonathan was here, and it was like, you know.
My dad's number three.
Yeah, it was like, eat a big meal, take a dump.
Have a heart attack.
Gary's was in a recliner.
Have a moment with your wife and then pass away.
That's a moment. Yeah, that's how I'd want to die right there. See, how would you not want to die, Hannah? Because we answered that question. Mine would be not watching Cocaine Bear.
How would I not want to die? Like, all of the ways that involve pain. I wouldn't want to drown. I wouldn't want to burn alive. I wouldn't want to be eaten alive. I would rather rent a super nice, not rent, just have a super nice sports car. Like, take a McLaren out there. Blast music. Roll the windows down in front of a beautiful sunset. Be listening to my favorite song, and then just like go as fast as I can go and crash into something. So that's death on impact.
My gosh. But I went out. Killing yourself in this story.
Would it be okay?
That's how I wanted to die. Dark episode.
So she would just be Thelma, no Louise. It'd just be Thelma. Yeah. Or Sons of Anarchy. Have you seen that show?
Not enough to know any.
At the very end, that's how Jax kills himself. He like goes like right into a. Like concrete, mountain.
Yeah, you know, that's what concrete. I'd want to do. You got a beautiful view, looking at a sunset, listening to your favorite song. The wind's going. Like I love the wind blowing.
What would be driving the song? Fast.
Please do not say a Taylor Swift song.
I cannot stand Taylor Swift. Thank you. So no worries there. I may be white. I'm not that white. What would the song be?
Hang on.
Either something by Luke Combs or Brooks and Dunn.
It would be this.
Canon in D?
No.
Death?
No. Free Bird.
What is Free
It'd be Bird. The one time Hannah wanted to hang out with producer Gary. She'd be like, hey, Gary, let's talk some podcast. And then Gary'd be like, okay,
I'm not trying to kill other people.
And Gary's sitting in the McLaren with her, and she's like, oh, by the way, we're running into that brick wall here in a minute.
I'm not a monster.
Flip it, put Iron Maiden on. See, Iron Maiden would be a good choice to die. I mean, just a...
She turns this on, and Gary immediately goes, what? She goes...
Yeah.
We now have sound effects.
Yeah, and then they run into a brick wall, and Gary's like, I wasn't really wanting this, but hey, I thought we were talking podcast. Now Hannah's a murderer in this.
I did not choose that. I wasn't trying to kill anybody but me.
I do think drowning would be a horrible way to go.
That'd be
awful. To die.
Drowning and burning to death.
Yeah, losing your breath. I mean.
Like, that's just awful. Yeah.
Like being in outer space and your head explodes or something.
I mean, at least then that's like instant.
But what if we threw you in a grinder? Like, we talked about this on Halloween Ends. Mm-hmm. And you're.
While I'm still alive?
Yeah.
That's awful.
From
that's
the feet
same
up.
As, yeah, that's the same as being eaten alive. Awful. Horrible.
Yeah. And you're gone.
Yeah, they do that in the Kingsman. Yeah. They also slice someone in half in the Kingsman. That'd be a little weird.
I think getting your head chopped off would be pretty quick.
Hopefully. I'd rather just shoot me in the head a few times.
You don't think people live like cockroaches? Where they like, or is it cockroaches or what is
they
it?
Can't
that
be killed.
Chickens.
I think we're probably down to like zero listeners. My dad's probably even turned us off at this point because he's like, y'all talked about taking dumps and killing yourself and Cheeto cane and animals doing drugs.
Did we finish the movie?
No.
There's not much about this movie, Gary.
Here's the movie. Cocaine out the plane, cocaine everywhere, people dying, blood splatters, catch the bear, more blood, get the cocaine, more blood, kids are fine, the end.
Yeah, they don't kill kids, which is a good move, because I don't like movies that kill kids.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I thought in Saw X, spoiler alert, there was going to be a kid kill in that, and I was like, ugh, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see a kid in a Saw contraption. Luckily, not a kid kill.
Oh, there was when the dog ate the fingers at the end. Would you be upset if your fingers got shot off and then a little dog was eating it?
Oh, I would chop that dog's belly out and rip my fingers out.
Well, he chewed it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He chewed him up on the way down.
I would murder that dog. It would be over for the dog.
It could strangle it with its own hair. It's long enough.
I would let Cocaine Bear eat the dog. It would be like an appetizer, like a snap appetizer.
Well, then you wouldn't get your fingers back.
I'm not going to get them back anyway, right? You've already chewed them up.
It would be a doggy treat.
Have you ever had to dig? Oh my gosh. Dig through dog poop for something? Like, I don't think I could do it.
No.
If, like, my dog Marley ate my wife's wedding ring, I guess I would have to. But I wouldn't.
What?
Go through her poop to get the ring back.
100%.
But I wouldn't want to.
Just pay
Nobody someone. Wants to, Brad. If you want to, you don't need to be out in public. This link.
Roger, do you have any reviews for this movie?
Yes. Critical responses to this movie. Rotten Tomatoes, 67% of the 317 critics' reviews are positive, believe it or not.
Oh my God.
Average rating of 6. Let me go through here a couple of critics' reviews. One guy said it was wildly entertaining and darkly hilarious, B-movie, Bloodfest, and genuinely well-crafted horror. Another one said it called it 95 minutes of escapist fare. Let's see. Another guy said it was silly but not stupid.
It was pretty dumb.
This was... I'll let you finish.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think the best one was... one guy said he found that film disappointing. He says, does the bear roar? Does it live up to the hype? Does it fulfill the potential promise of that amazing title? Technically, yes, but there's a wide chasm between what the audience wants Cocaine Bear to be and what it delivers.
I disagree.
I still think it's exactly what
it delivers.
It reminds me of Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Cocaine and a bear.
It delivers Cocaine and Bear. Do you want me to read a few Amazon reviews?
Sure.
This is from Kirk. This is One Angry Bear. I liked it. It's funny and scary. Don't freak out the kids with this one. Who is watching Cocaine Bear with their kids? I would never.
It's rated R.
If
you would
it's
be
your therapy bill. I mean, this guy watches this for therapy. I like the music in it. I'm not too sure just how far they stretch the based on true events notion. If you're into scary stuff with some comedy peppered in and you like 70s music, this is your thing. It's violent and graphic. It hits all the high points. Abe says, foray into retro 70s weirdness. It is horror film, a dramedy, a period piece. Who knows? But the movie mocks itself nicely. It doesn't take anything seriously. I agree with that. I was never one for hiking anyway, Maya said. Well, what a wild movie. Why would you don't need to be a hiker to like this movie. I feel like you can just like cocaine.
Or neither. You can just be a normal person. Yeah.
I can't say I knew what to expect. How do you not know what to expect from this
Literally
movie, Maya?
In the name.
Like, you know you're coming to see bears on cocaine.
Yep.
It's the only thing worse than giving the bear cocaine is taking it.
What?
She took away from this film the only thing worse than giving the bear cocaine is taking it, or at least trying to take it away from her. Ooh, she's trying to be funny. Perspective makes the way the bear was out for blood comical. It's worth a watch, and the final scene is the icing on the cake. Don't try to cheat and skip to the end. You have to watch it or you won't get it. Treat yourself, fool.
Treat yourself.
What? What was the final scene? I can't even remember.
I literally just watched it yesterday, but they were all, it was basically happily ever after.
Yeah, all the babies getting born, like sniffing coke. Wasn't it babies sniffing coke?
There wasn't any coke left, I don't think, that they had found anyways.
What if there was like a bear drug dealer?
Maybe there
like
is.
Smokey?
Because
Smokey.
They say the coke is still in the forest. We don't know who's found it. Maybe Smokey the bear's out there.
Smokey's like, you want a hit of this? You want a hit of this cocaine? I got it for you. $50.
Hey, boo boo, get the dime bag out.
Yogi's now Yogi's at Jellystone delivering cocaine to boo boo. Hey, boo boo.
Boo boo's definitely the side chick.
Oh my gosh. Producer Gary, movie gold, movie torture.
I'm leaning towards gold, but it's not gold. Like, it's exactly what I thought it was going to be. When I was like cocaine bear,
so silver.
That's exactly what I'm.
Silver, yeah. Hannah,
I think it's movie gold.
Raj,
it's not the worst one we've watched, but I'm like Gary. It was exactly what I expected. You know, I watched the whole, I watched it at home. I streamed it, watched it at home, watched it all the way through. It didn't scare me. There were some moments where I went, oh, goodness. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, it was kind of expected. Nothing really shocked me.
It's an hour and 35 minutes, so that gives it a plus in my book. It's a short movie. It's in and out. Lots of cocaine, lots of bear. Not enough killing. I wish there was more ravaging in this movie.
What?
Yeah, it needs to be a few more ravagings, but
I don't need any new fears.
I would say it's movie gold. I mean, it delivers. It delivers on what you go see. Cocaine and bears mixed together. Cocaine, bear. It delivers on that promise. So definitely way better than Batman and Robin.
It's better than I think every movie we've done.
No, it's no, yeah. Hannah.
What's
come
the
on
best
now
movie then?
Oh, Can't Buy Me Love was great.
She didn't, oh, okay, she didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
Oh, you're talking about just the ones you've done? Probably the best one.
Without a doubt, the best one. But from all the other episodes that I've listened
to. Replacements wasn't that bad.
I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
Yeah, we liked it.
Boys and Girls, you'd love that movie.
I hated that movie. Boys and Girls and Curse are the bottom two for me. Even below
Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Because Ghostbusters had Hemsworth.
Yeah,
at least one redeeming quality.
Where would producer Gary be in this movie?
Oh.
I thought I was the dude with the mustache. The, what was his name?
Stash?
I could just see Gary. Oh, I want to say pizza delivery guy, really, but I can't because I do that every time. Gary's an Uber driver.
I feel like it'd be funny if
Ubers
he was
back then. It was taxi. The 80s.
I feel like it'd be funny if he was just a hiker. And he's going all through these mountains, and he happens to see like all the pieces of this movie. He sees all the people dead. He's like sees all these things, but he never gets caught. He's all just like, "Okay, I'm out."
Yeah,
but he sees it all.
Does he do cocaine in the movie?
Now Gary would be
he'd be a smoker.
He'd be the drug smuggler, the guy who dies jumping from the plane.
No,
I don't know. I like what Hannah's saying.
Shirt. That Hawaiian shirt. I mean, looks like
he's got a Hawaiian shirt. Walking around the mountain,
I look like a drug
dealer. He sees everything going on, but he's never affected and he's never murdered.
Yeah.
And at the end, he walks up on the babies with cocaine.
Roger's
the baby
like,
bears.
Yeah, the baby bears.
Do I look like a drug dealer, Roger?
No,
and
no.
He takes one into raise
it.
But if you watch one of the movies from the 80s, like the one that Tom Cruise was in, he was a pilot, and he was,
Top Gun?
No, the one he was bringing in drugs into the country. But, oh, well.
Anyway,
yeah,
that was Cocaine Bear for producer Gary. For Movie Torture's First Lady Hannah, for Roger. My name's Brad. We'll see you next time on Movie Torture.